This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Association of Mobile Entertainment Workers is a new player in a long legal battle between labor advocates and the carnival industry over pay and working conditions of migrant laborers. In separate lawsuits, migrant laborers from Mexico have charged that carnival companies force them to work long hours, often at little or no additional pay, and threaten to send them home if they complain. Advocates are claiming this is not a union, but a stalking horse for the company and migrant contractors for Mexican workers. More than half of non-working Americans say family responsibilities are the reason they're not working, according to a recent poll. Just 12% of workers in the U.S. private sector have access to paid family leave, according to the DOL. The Government Accountability Office reported in 2012 that 4 out of 5 Planned Parenthood patients nationally had incomes at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, and 2/3 of states reported difficulties ensuring enough health providers for Medicaid patients, especially in obstetrics and gynecology. Also, since most funds that Planned Parenthood receives from taxpayers are reimbursements for tending to Medicaid beneficiaries, experts in health policy say lawmakers cannot simply take money from the organization and redirect it to other facilities. Since 2009, Google self-driving cars have been in 16 crashes, mostly fender benders, and in every single case, the company says, a human was at fault. California has agreed to an overhaul of its use of solitary confinement in its prisons, including strict limits on the prolonged isolation of inmates as part of a landmark legal settlement. The settlement is expected to sharply reduce the number of inmates held in the state's isolation units, where nearly 3,000 inmates are often kept alone for more than 22 hours a day in cells that sometimes have no windows, and they will have to cap the length of time that prisoners can spend there. Prison reform advocates say they hope the settlement can serve as a model for other states. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.